Weiter.
I want to give you a thumbs up. My mom actually was masking for the grates to put on.
Chazdei Hashem. Chazdei Hashem. Okay, beautiful. Yudam Abayz, Yud Amad Bayz, Chavtit, the last of the small lines. Chavtit B'tashlumi Nizgo. Chavtit B'nizgo Lo Kosani. Ela B'tashlumi Nizgo. It doesn't say you became obligated in the damage, rather you became obligated in the payment of the damage. What difference does that make? Zokt Rashi. Benizgo loka sani, dilahavi mash mashe shalim shor gomor chai, vuhu yito sanavela. This is the issue in the sugya. Rashi's already introduced it to us. The question is this: if the damage takes place to a shore, and now you have a dead shore. Now again, we'll have to see later, it could come up in other contexts as well. You could have a damaged car. And now you have the wreck of the car, right? Who does that dead shore belong to? On the one hand, the person whose shore it was will say, you're the mazik, you caused it to be dead, it has no value, objectively, does it have some value? Yes, it has some value. That's not what was here. You change the metzias. I had a live, strong ox, and you killed it. So is there monetary value? Yes. But is it the same thing? No. It's not the same thing. So you take it. You take it, Mr. Mazik, and you pay me for whatever the value was of my actual shore. Did you gain something? Meaning, was your total loss the entire amount of the dead shore? No, right? To that, the answer is no, because you'll gain the little bit, the percentage, which is the skin, the leather, right? That's one side. Alternatively, the mazik says to the nizak, I didn't take your item. Not a god. It kind of takes it, and you don't have it anymore. It's still there. It's yours. Did I take the life out of your animal? Or am I responsible for the life being taken out of your animal? Yes. 100%. And I'm willing to pay for it. I'm willing to pay. But that's what I caused. If you look at it from a monetary angle, let's say it was worth $1,000. Now what's left is worth $100. I damaged you $900. Now it's yours. You didn't want it. Such is life. But the damage that I caused you is only the equivalent of the difference in value between the live shore and the carcass of the shore. That's the issue in the sugya. Something we haven't really touched on before. We've been talking about how much you have to pay. But again, where does the damaged shore fit into the picture? So the Gemara is medayik that we said chavde b'tashlum, it is obligated in the tashlum, in the repayment. So Rashi says, if it would have just said that I'm obligated chavde b'nizgo in the damage, that would have sounded like jishalim shor gamar chayu yito esanavei, that I have to give, replace everything. I have to give you a live shore. Is it fair if I give you a live shore and you keep the carcass? That's not fair. So then me, the mazik, I should be able to keep that. Why is that not fair?
Why is the mazik claiming that he deserves something? He just damaged someone's property.
He's not claiming that he deserves something. He's just saying, Either tell me that what I damaged you was the life of the shore, in which case it's 1,000 minus 100, and I owe you 900. But if you want to claim I have to give you the whole 1,000, you know what that means? That you have nothing. If you have nothing, so who does that leather that's worth something belong to? So then give it to me. There's no reason that if you still have that, you shouldn't come out. Again, if the shor is worth $1,000, there's no reason that the nizak should come out with $1,100.
What? Inconvenience?
I understand. Why, yes. No, again, without extra penalties. Just pure logic. Yes, if the Torah had said that, could we explain it? We could. But without the Torah telling us, what's the job of the mazik? The job of the mazik is to make the nizak whole. Make the nizak whole. So if initially the shor is worth $1,000, right? And now the shor is worth $900 cash plus, we'll call it the nevela, plus the dead body, right? I have to either give you this, or I give you $1,000. But there's no reason that you should get the $1,000 plus the nevela. Logically speaking, why shouldn't it be?
This is... You had a live shore, and you killed it. You have to give him now the $1,000, because that's what it was worth. And like, why are you getting something out of it for damaging... I understand like logically why like you should. All you have to do is
be. Yeah, I have the same value though.
Oh, I know. I'm saying you just want to get to the value that you owe him. It's $1,000. So either you pay him $1,000 in cash, and then you take. Like I'm saying, why are you taking the bail? Like, why do you get the benefit?
Because if he again, it's not that he should get it, but basically the way to look at it is, if you're gonna say that I have to replace the whole thing, it's as if I took the whole thing. It's as if I took the whole thing. How did I take it? I took it by damaging it 900 and by grabbing the carcass. But otherwise, you have to explain where the $100 went. Because if the $100 is still in the hands of the nizak, there's no reason the mazik should have to pay it. So that's, yeah.
Do you think it's mamish you have to give him another animal or just the value of another animal?
Well, this is what we're not saying. So we can figure it out if you want, but it's getting this. Or this is what it could have. If it would have said this, then the mashmaos would have been you have to replace the live animal. Presumably, you would not have actually had to give a live animal. But since you're obligated to give the, in theory, a live animal, you'd have to give the full value of the live animal.
So you don't think it would mean necessarily?
It's
also not really written. So
we also know that they. We also know because of another reduction.
You don't have to make him go and buy.
And it's afilu subin, right? We know that there are multiple ways of paying back. So yeah, I think he's saying more than the mashmos would have been that you're obligated to pay the damage of the live animal.
Right.
That's not what it says. El, why the Rashi, right? El, what does it say? The tashlumin is go in the payment of the nezek. The mashma hashlama sounds like making it whole. Sheito nizok esanavito v'zemashim l'mashim pichasomisa. The nevela still belongs. Again, it's not such a chiddush. Is it inconvenient? Yes. Is it what the nizak wanted? No. Is it life? Yes. Yes. Will you be made whole? Yeah, will you be made whole. But if you're not holding on to the $100 carcass, the damage that the mazik did is 900. And that's the mashmos of the braisa. When it says, chavte bitash lume, that's a language of making something shalem, I am required to make you whole. That sounds to the Gemara. It sounds to the Gemara that it's not just straight, I'm obligated to give you for damage, but to make you whole. That means whole has to be of something. So it's carcass, it's nevela, plus having to pay.
So that's to say he's making you whole.
By paying, you're making him whole. You're finishing up. You're finishing up making him whole. It starts with the, because what's left over is the nevela, which is worth 100. By making him whole, I give him the extra 900.
Making him whole either way.
Making him whole is essentially giving him what he's owed.
Correct.
You're
right. But the language of making something whole sounds to the Gemara, since it didn't have to write it that way, it could have left the word out, and you would have known you're replacing the whole thing. It sounds like making whole sounds like there's a part, and you have to complete it. Otherwise, it didn't have to say the word.
Like, it's different making completely whole from nothing versus finishing something, which is like the nevela that he has.
Yeah, because again, it didn't have to say it. If this word would have been left out, then we would have assumed that you have to replace. Now it's that you have to make whole, which can also be understood this way. So that means that in the case of the nevela exists, you're going to be given nevela plus the difference. Yeah?
Just to confirm, had it said Chafti Benisco, then the mazik would be able to pay you $1,000 and take the Hargis?
Yes.
But since it says Tashlum Benisco, he's able to pay
$900
on nevela?
Yes. Because the language of Tashlum is implying making whole, which is something different than just replacing, which means that if there is the carcass around, then I'm adding to it to finish it up.
Doesn't sound like these are necessary.
Yes.
The wording of the Gemara, does it seem like it's a choice, or that's how he has to do it? Meaning, can they agree, I'll take the nevela and
I assume they can agree on anything.
So this
they
is
can agree on anything they want.
This is like the default? Kind of thing.
Correct. Again, the assumption, I think, is that nobody wants it.
Because it's just a mess.
Yeah, to be convenient. But we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, so Raj says Tircha.
Yeah, later on. Right?
What about getting leather from the skin? It's not like a...
It's something, but if I'm not a tanner, or it's not my industry, I still have to schlep it.
It's like disgustingly spread on the floor.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. We'll see more. That is a shot. So Tanina, this points to, teaches us, Lohadutan Rabbanan. So this is what the Braisa taught us. Tashlumei nezek v'lamei shabaylin mitaplin v'nevela. That the language of Tashlumei nezek teaches us that the baylin are mitaplin, mitapel. Mitapel is to deal with. To deal with. The baylin have to deal with the nevela, which is another way of saying this din. This din.
Is this a good thing or a bad thing?
It's just a thing. Is it a good thing? For the mazik, it's a good thing. For the nizak, it's a bad thing. Normally. But there'll be times when maybe the nizak is happy with it. I didn't want to kill it. Now I have this. I'll still get back my money.
Maybe he's a tenant.
Whatever the reason is. But again, good thing or bad thing is hard to judge. But it seems that like in a vacuum, probably nobody is yearning for the to be the one who has to take that available.
Because it's hard to sell it.
It's hard to sell it, it's hard to schlep it. Right? It's, they didn't have pickup trucks. They had to throw it on top back of the wagon or something like that. Oh.
So, Milamicha, Dabaila, Metapim, Benavela, Zakrashi, Klomar.
No Plymouth on Nevela. You have to take it. The Nevela's lying out somewhere in the field from where it was just gored. You have to take the Nevela. It's on the Nizak. Baila, Metapim, Benavela. Good. Says so Gemara, how do I know this? Because again, in Svara, I could have told you either way. That's how we opened up. Again, there's a logic to the Nizak saying, you caused this mess, you deal with it. And there's logic to Mazik saying, my job is to replace the loss that I gave you. The loss that I gave you is this. The fact that you have the carcass, now deal with it. Deal with it.
What do you mean? If it's not for him, the carcass would have never been there.
But the carcass he can right now sell for whatever the value is. It has monetary value. So that monetary value was not lost. May not have been what he wanted to be doing today, but that if a person breaks his...
I have a question now. I know we were talking about this a little earlier. We were talking about how the mazik was responsible for the nezek if the carcass appreciated in value and got older, then the mazik would have to actually pay for it because it's stunk or becomes spoiled or something like that. Over here, it's seemingly the opposite. That the nizak is the one who's responsible for it.
What would I say again?
The nizak seems to be responsible.
So the first part, say again. I got the last part.
Okay, so. I mean, the first part is the mazik seemingly is responsible for the carcass into the caves at a certain amount of time.
So we're going to talk about that later. Actually, there's a sugya later on about what happens in terms of determining the value of the carcass. So what happens if the value of the carcass continues to depreciate?
We saw it.
But, you know, what in the
you got that part?
Well, from here, yeah, we saw it.
In here.
Chas
nevela. Yeah, we did a little bit.
Oh, a little bit. We're going to get to it more. So we're going to get... Oh, very good. Okay, yeah. We just did it in passing.
Well,
we're going to get to it. This is the sugya. We just did it in passing. We're going to get to that.
I mean, obviously, we saw it over here.
Don't be.
It would imply it. You try not to be.
Okay, good.
Over here. Over here, it would apply.
the Nizak is responsible for everything because once
correct.
The shore died, it's now his.
Yeah.
So it's like,
that's what it sounds like. So how do we know this? Because again, since in Svara, I could have said it either way, the Braisa, Ora, must have a Makor. Makor, ideally, is a
Pasuk.
A Drasha. So how do I know this? Amar Biami, the Amar Pra. Makay nefesh behema yishamena. So again, who is this? Rabbi Ami. So source number one, Rabbi Ami says, Makay nefesh behema yishamena. What's the pasuk talking about?
If a person kills someone's animal.
Who?
Your friend's animal.
Who kills?
Not as a person. Person.
A person or person's animal?
Person's animal.
Person.
First person.
Very good. Person. Person. Person kills, damages in a lethal way, right? Shoots his friend's sure. Makay nefesh behema yishamena. Makay nefesh behema yishamena. What's the whole pasuk? Makay nefesh behema yishamena nefesh. Now, it's not fesh in the direction that does not actually mean that a person has to die or the animal, but he has to pay the value. Oh. Says Rabbi Ami, Al Tikri Yishalmena. Don't read it as paying Ella Yashlimena. You have to complete it. Yishalmena.
Oh, Shalem?
Yashlimena, yes.
It seems like the Nizak keeps the card.
Exactly. Tells us this is source number one. This is source number one that the person that the Nizak has to the Nizak keeps it by the top of the bin of Eidah. What's this Drasha? Says Rashi Yashimena Mashma Sheishalim Hamosar. Again, this language of making something complete sounds like there's something there, and then it is completed. Yashimena.
What does Rashi say?
Mashma sheishalim hamosar. Sounds like you pay what's left. Sounds like there's something there. He's not telling us why. Okay, that's really. He doesn't tell us why we're making this drasha. He's just telling us what the drasha is.
Meaning the most yashlim, after the victim takes the nevela.
Right. After the nevela, then there's mosar. Something left. Oh. Yashlimen. You have to pay. You have to complete what is. What is left? It says Tosfos, Yashlimena, Balabor Yishalim, Ein Lidrosh Yishal Yashlim, Aval Yishalmena, Mashma Shabahima Atzma Yishalim, Vizek Yesh Hashekvar Mesa, Lefichach, Yesh Lidrosh Yashlimena.
Oh, where is it? Yeah, I didn't get that.
So Tosfos is making 2 points. First one is, he says, you have the same word of Yishim by Bor, just Bal HaBor Yishalim. So there also we should darshin or Bal HaBor Yashlim. Bal HaBor Yashlim, we can darshin that from that post. It says, no, there, you don't make that drasha. Why? Ein lidrosh Yishalim Yashlim. Aval Yishalmena. Mashma Shabahima Atzma Yishalim. Yeah, you have to pay with the animal. Yashimena sounds like you are paying from it. What's the it in that pasuk? The animal. How are you paying with the animal? The only way to the animal is what?
Kill it.
No, the animal is dead.
The case is I killed someone.
I killed your animal, then so the pasuk is written in such a way that it sounds like that you're paying with the animal. How do you pay with the animal? The animal's dead.
How do you see that from the word
Yishalmena? Tosa says, Mashmo says that you should pay it.
So, okay.
Not sure. Okay. Maybe it should have been without the nun.
Yish.
Well, Yishal Mena is feminine now.
Right.
So it's the animal, Behema, is also feminine.
I throw up my hands. Not a Baal, not big Baal Dektok.
Why does he say Baal and Dor?
Tosos is making 2 points. Point number one, Tosos is saying, is when it comes to the Pasuk of Baal HaBor, we don't make the same judgment. There's their words, Baal HaBor Yishalim. Right? So Baal HaBor Yishalim sounds like the owner of the pit pigs. I guess here it could have also said, Umakin Evish Behimar Yishalim. Maybe that's what he just starts thinking around. Well, why would it have been wrong? What's their thing? What's their to your words? Yishal mena somehow implies that you're paying with. You're paying it. What do you mean, paying the animal? The animal's dead. The animal's dead.
It's also not yours.
So why can't you do
this? Right.
So I that's not it's like, oh, it's already dead. What does it matter if it's already dead? It's not. It's
no, the point is that if you damaged with it, I think what Tosos is trying to say, I think. I don't want to get to this point yet. In Lumdus, there's a very important question here. In Lumdus, there's a very important question here. Let's say, we're going to say, buy from the top of Minavela. Buy from the top of Minavela. Means the Nevela belongs to who?
Victor.
Lisa.
What's the pshat in the fact that the... Again, this is a rule that Beis Din can now use to determine what goes to who. Right? They're both going to say, we don't want the... Presumably. In a normal case, they're both going to say, we don't want it. We don't want the carcass. You know, you might as well deal with it. You might as well, you know, you need it, it's yours, you deal with it. Beis Din now can say, I know it. We have a Mishnah, we have a Mishnah, based on a Pasuk. By the top of Minavela. What's the longest of violin ataplum binavela? Is the pshat that the nezek only happened to the life of the animal? And the nezek is only the difference in the value? And therefore, of course, whatever is left, belongs to the Nizam.
Being is always his.
It was always, it was his, it is his, and it will always be his. It doesn't have to always be his, but, right? That's one possibility. But there's a second possibility also. Maybe the pshat is, Bailam Taplam Bin Aveva, means that the Mazik tells the Nizak the first portion of the payment for the damage is the carcass. The damage really is on the whole animal. The Chiddush HaTorah, when the Torah says, Bailam Ataplam Bin Avelam, is that the Mazik can insist that the first thing that the Nizak takes is the carcass. Then the responsibility is, oh, now I have to fill in the rest. It's two different ways of understanding. Meaning, was there any damage initially? Was there any damage initially to the Nevel itself or not? No? It's a very important hakira. Is the pshat in Bailam Metabalim Ben Nevel that it always was his, and that's why it belongs to him? Or no? The Mazik had said, you have to take the carcass as the first element, the first portion of your payment. If you learn that way, the second way, now you begin, I think, to understand what Tosfos is saying. What does it mean you're paying with the dead animal? It doesn't belong to the Mazik.
It does.
In a certain sense, it does. Because I would have thought that the pshat is that the damage happened to everything. So now, the mazik has to pay. Well, you know what the first thing mazik pays with is the nevela. Then yeshli mena. Then you have to complete it.
But then, why does he say it's already dead? The whole point of paying nevela is that it's dead. Nevela is something that's dead. And the way the Tosfos describes it is in some usage you can't.
So he's saying, so it must be that you have to pay money for the rest, because it's impossible otherwise. In a chanami. It can't be, if the simple reading is that Nisham Menon, if you pay with the carcass of the animal, that's not going to be a complete payment, because we don't have a dead animal. So that can't possibly be enough. Therefore, we darken as Yashli Menon. You do that,
meaning it can't be enough to just...
Yeah, because it's dead. There's no way, again. Maybe there is such an exodus. I doubt it. Maybe you could have some sort of rare animal, and you're not allowed to kill it or something, where you have an exodus where the animal is worth more dead than alive. I don't know. If you can come up with such a case, then that would be, you know, an interesting one. But that's maybe what Tosos is saying. I think you actually see this language, which is why they don't want to get there yet.
But he agrees with the government. He doesn't argue on... Well, he can't argue on the government, can he?
No, not a good idea.
I don't know.
I think if you're paying attention to the Rashi, it also takes sides on this question as well. It was a little later on, which is why I didn't want to get to it. But when you look later on, the Rashi came on Masa Lanizak. What?
Yeah.
Did you get there?
Yeah.
Why did Rashi stay there? Maybe we should go back to the Gemara and we'll get there, and we'll pay attention when we get there, and it's easier.
Yeah.
Fine. Yeah, so let's go straight. Just keep this fact here in mind. This is kind of the in terms of the, it's a wondrous point, but it's a shot. And what's going on here? So again, I think you guys pulled it out of Tosos also. I hadn't thought I wanted to learn Tosos, so I'm happy about that. But I think you do see it in Rashi very explicitly, and it has to be addressed. Okay. So drasha number one is Yeshalmena Yashli Mena. Drasha number two says the Gemara. Is Rav Kahana. Kahana Rav Yehochanan. Tarofi Tarefi B'Eyu'e. Hatrefa Lo Yishalem. Hatrefa Lo Yishalem. So what case is Rav Kahana talking about? What case is that?
You're a paid watcher.
Good.
And so it's like machlokes if you're a poshe or not, but an animal came.
What's the pasuk talking? Tell me what the pasuk is talking about.
I was
having the discussion.
A wild animal came and tore it up.
And you, right,
for
what, was your, level of culpability in terms of, should you be responsible for it, or should you not be responsible?
Seemingly you should not be responsible.
You should not be. It's an onus. The puzzle is talking about a case of onus. Here's Shomer Sachar, a wild predator came, you couldn't have stopped it, and tore the animal. So as long as you, it sounds like you have to bring a witness, right, you'd be AUA, but as long as you can bring a witness corroborating your story, you don't have to pay anything. On that, there's a drasha ad trefa, right? That word of aid, we darshan aid as ad. Ad trefa yishalei. In the case where you do have to pay, you would only pay up until the trefa. Trefa atma lo yishalei. But the trefa itself, you never would pay.
It means a difference, basically, right?
Right. Which thing we've been saying until now, what we're trying to prove. Bailam and Taplam bin Veva. So again, you would have to pay, but only up until the value of the carcass. Says Rashi, Yuyeyue, Darshashta, Hafidei Darsha, Im Tarovi, Tayyid Vashur, Bibshiyasa, Shoshomer Zabar. If the destruction of the animal and it got killed was a Bshia, because parenthetically, the high crop is Shomer Safar, see this puzzle is talking about Shomer Safar, and Rav Shoel, Parsha Shein, and Rav Shomer Safar, then, you have to give Ad HaTrefa Yishalem Kol Ezek, Ad Demei HaTrefa. About Demei HaTrefa, Ad Kol Yishalem, Demei HaTrefa, Ad Kol Yishalem, Demei HaTrefa, Ad Kol Yishalem, that they're Rashi stressing, or we've sort of been hinting to the whole time, it's annoying! It has value, but it's annoying, but that annoyance falls on the original owner of the animal, on the nizak. So we darshan yivyeyu aid in the case where bringing the witness will corroborate that you're an onus, you don't have to pay. But in the case where you would have to pay, ad
at Trefire Shlev, only up until the value of the trefa you pay, not more.
So when you pay, you don't have an aid, or is it if you, like, how else can you prove that it was an onus? It's only with an aid?
Yes.
So pretty much, is that why, that's because it's probably saying you bring an aid.
Maybe. Not sure.
Like, I'm trying to figure out the drasha, because like, the simple pshat is that you're not chayav.
How do they know to make the drasha?
I
think they should do with kubetzos. In the case that she's doing kubetzos?
Yeah.
I think that he dealt with it, no?
The second one?
I think. Period in the Mashiach, the Torah, Mashiach, Kamar, Velona here, that Pashle, the Kamar, Mashiach, the Bones, the simple Pshat is talking about Ones, Tabach, and Sukh, and Mire, Diptur, Bones, and the Kachner, the Olam Potter, Bonesin, Mikomokam, Darish, Miara, Trefa, Dikon, the Mishalim, Velom, Mishalim, Trefa, Atzmam. It sounds like, right, it's talking really even about it to our onus, and even if you're going to have to pay, I guess because you don't have the aid, it's ad ha-trefa. Sounds like the drasha. Sounds like after the drashas. Okay, says the Gemara, third possibility. Chizki Amar Mehacha, Vameis Yihi Elo Lanizak. V'chein tanet be'chizke v'meis yir lo nizak ata omar lo nizak v'einu el lo mazik amrit lo kachaya. Okay, we'll see all that in a second. So what's the third drasha? The third drasha is v'hameis yir lo. What's that pasuk say? That pasuk says, O nodak yishur nagach lo mitwash Hashem. So this is shur shenagach shur. Right, so the first pasuk was Adam shehem is shur. Second pasuk was Shomer Sachar, and the third pasuk is Shor Shenagach Shor. In that pasuk, Lo Yishmer Lo Shalem Yishalem. You have to pay Shor Tachas Ashor Ashor instead of Ashor VeHames Yihelo, and the mace will belong to him. What's VeHames Yihelo? So says the Gemara that says that it belongs. Who is the Lo? To the Nizak. To the Nizak. How do we know that's referring to the Nizak? That's the Gemara asks. V'chein tan v'chizkiya. Right, v'meis yelo l'nizak. We just darsh v'meis yelo l'nizak. Atom l'nizak. You're saying that it's for the nizak. V'nei l'mazik. Maybe it's for the mazik. Amrit lo kachaya. Can't be. My lo kachaya. Why can't it be? What does that mean? Amr abayis. Abayis says, Yisol ka daitach nevela de mazik havya. If you're going to say that the nevela belongs to the mazik, lift of rachman ashor takas ashor v'lishko.
What would I have said if the pasuk would have said that the nizak the same way that it's written right now? Right? Oh no, duck! You shouldn't have gotten from Moshe. Shalom, 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 shor takas hashor. What's the simplest understanding of shor takas hashor?
You have to
replace it. The whole shor. I would assume
that
the mazik has to deal with the carcass. The mazik deals with the carcass. Why does an ev amesi hello? The chiddush is that it is the nizak. Look at Rashi now. Look at Rashi very carefully. Yisal gadai doch nevela de mazik. V'hai v'amesi yelo de mazik amar. And the amesi yelo is referring to the mazik. He is the low. Lishto krominet lo itzrich. You don't need it. Lahachi de pshito lo. Because it's obvious. Kevin de shalem. Sure, takas ashore, nevela shalom. Once you're paying for the whole thing, which is really what's happening, right? But you were asking before, why should the mazik get it? Why should the mazik? Basically, he's buying it, right? If I replace everything that was damaged, why should you get anything more than that? Only reason to say that I have to replace even the value of the carcass is because I'm getting it. There's no reason in the world, again, unless it's some sort of kanas, but in Svara, there's no reason that I should have to pay for it and you get to keep it. So it wouldn't need to say it at all. Says Rashi, Lanizak, Sheyitlenu bidamim v'olav yashlim hamazik. What does that mean? What's Sheyitlenu bidamim v'olav yashlim hamazik? Yeah. So what does Rashi sound like in terms of our bigger question? comes around a bigger question of what's the pshat? Was there damage that was even done to this? Is this taken as payment? Or is it his? Because the only discussion begins on the life of the shor. But of course, the carcass belongs to the nizak. Seems very, very clear that Rashi is telling us that it's the first payment. That this is a payment. He takes it as payment.
Oh, that's not what I'm saying.
That's not what you're saying. Oh, perfect.
Why is it not this?
And that's what Rashi says. What does he say? Lend the
bedavim. Yeah, I thought he's saying like the nizak takes his thing. And then Allah, we shall lay a mazik, and on him, being on the mazik, he has to go and
takes it as the money, as the damim, as the money.
So I say, but Allah, we shall lay a mazik.
And on that, you're paying the rest.
I thought Allah was like on him, and on the mazik.
No, on the rest of the money, on the rest of the shul. I think it's very clear for Rashi. Otherwise, Rashi had to say it that way. If Rashi didn't mean it that way, you should have just said, "Vanizak, lanizak." Sheyikach behemto, sheyikach nevelaso. Bidomim sounds like what you're taking it as payment. That's step one. Yes. In Svara, in Lomas, yeah. In Achnamim.
That means he also was dealing with it. That he also has to deal with it. That's not just the Nisa.
If this halacha wasn't true. Except the fact that Salah is true.
It's his, but it's like it automatically goes to the other guy now.
Right.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
She doesn't actually have to do anything.
Right. Because he can say, you do it. Okay. What's the nafkamina, other than saying a nice svara? What's the nafkamina, whether...
Oh, if there's nothing left of the animal, like we're completely destroyed?
Well, it's not nafkamina. Both sides. Again, either Mahalath would say if there's nothing left, then you have to pay. Yeah, right? Nafkamina in two different ways.
It's ever unusable for anything? Or is
that... That would affect the value.
They can use it.
So why is that nafkamina? Meaning, does it have value or not have value? If...
It has value.
So then what does that mean? So how does it have value if you can't use it?
Oh, it decreases in value.
So maybe... That's a fancier one, because they have figured out what happened. I think there's a simpler one. What if they both want it? We've been assuming the whole time that they both don't want it.
That's what I was saying, that there's a benefit of using it originally.
Okay, so say.
We said there's only a tear club having to deal with the carcass. Like,
good.
And it's just suffering with it forever.
Good.
I mean, if you really think about it during Seder, we said that there's two factors. It's tirchan and also benefiting from the carcass.
Okay.
I'm saying that's...
So what's the nafkamina?
Could the mazik opt out of giving him the nevela?
Right, can the mazik insist that the nizak can't take it when the nizak wants it? Why not? It depends which way you hold. If the pshat...
We said over there.
Oh, so it depends on which side you hold. If you believe that, right, no nezek, right, was done...
Was hurting.
...to the nevela, then if the nezek was never done to the nevela, then there's no way the mazik can insist on taking it. It belongs to the nizak, because the mazik never did anything to damage that. The damage was $900. I can. If the pshat is that, no, you basically, by killing the animal, you took the entire thing. But the Torah has a chiddush that first payment is the binding on top of the nevela, that the first payment, right, is the nevela, and the mazik can insist on that. Then the Torah, again, I don't know if it actually says this. I don't know if we have an example where we can prove it one or the other, but look, Ora, according to this, if they both wanted it, and the Nizak is begging for it, and the Mazik doesn't want to give it up, that's going to be an akamina between these two ways of understanding it. According to the first one, the Nizak has every right to it. He never gave up ownership. It's my cow. It's my Bessie alive. It's my Bessie dead. And you can't take it from me. You owe me $900 because that's what your damage was. According to the second Mahalik, which is what Rashi sounds like, and maybe according to what you guys were pointing out before, and what Tosfos sounds like as well, then no. Really, the mazik caused utter, complete destruction of this cow. The Chiddush HaTorah, for whatever the reason is, the Chiddush HaTorah is that the first part of the payment can be from the from this, and he can insist on the guy taking it.
That's the question: is it can be or it is?
Yeah.
If it is, he has to pay, then he is king.
Well, if it.
If it's an option, then he can do whatever he wants.
Right. According to the first one, it's not an option because there never was damage. The damage didn't happen to the Nevi'ah.
So what damage was there?
It was the damage of whatever the difference is between a live behemoth and dead.
What do you call that?
Not in your doubt. What do you call it?
What got damaged if the Nevi'ah wasn't touched?
The animal got damaged.
So that happened.
There was not any doubt. If I punch you in the face, right? I punch you in the face, and you have a broken nose. What's the damage?
Broken nose.
Right. So this was whatever the difference is in the value between the live animal and the dead animal. That's the damage I caused. If I took a baseball bat to the car and started bashing it, how much damage I did to your car?
Two.
Whatever we assess as the damage. So here also, whatever you assess. How will you figure that out? You figure that out based on how much can you sell the live animal for versus the dead animal.
So it's almost like you're paying for the neshama leaving the body.
That's a very spiritual way of looking at the animal. But I think it's all the things that the animal can do. The animal can do a lot more things when it's alive than dead. And therefore the market is different. Okay, we'll pick up Emirat Zajan tomorrow with the Tzichus of Vayeden. But again, that's, I think, the Iker question. And again, I think Rashi and maybe Tosfos seem to be taking sides on that important chakira.